Okay, today is Daf Sama, or Daf Nun Testament Bay, second line from the bottom. So Rav Nachman, we're smack in the middle of a story here. Where Rav Nachman said that, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said that if you have a porch, two floors, and basically you have two chutzers on two different floors, and there's a ladder, then the story is that you have to have a Eruv between the two of them. That's what Rav Nachman said, right? Sulam Torah's Pesach Alav, Torah's Mechitza Alav, Torah's Mechitza Alav, Kedemar, Torah's Pesach Alav, but Sulam Shrein Shtei Chateros, Ratu Echad Marv, Ratu Shnei Marv. That a ladder could be either or. That's what he said. A ladder could serve as a Pesach, and it could serve as a Chater, not a Mechitza. Muyam Rav Nachman Hachi, did Rav Nachman really say that? Bar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman had a different statement. Anshi Chatzar, people that live in a Chatzar, Anshi Marpeset, and the people that live in a Marpeset, meaning, and Sheshachachu, and they forgot to make Valo Eruvu, and they didn't make an A, they forgot, meaning they should. But they forgot. What's that like? That's like anybody that lives in a Chatzar forgot to make an Eruv. Right? Forgot to make an Eruv, you're in big trouble. What? Messed everybody up, right. If the marpeset has a doorway, a daka means a doorway, of four tvachim, eino oseres, it doesn't aser. Right? It doesn't mean a doorway, it means a ladder. If they have a ladder of four tvachim, eino oseres, it doesn't aser. Why doesn't it aser? Because the doorway, the ladder shows that they don't want to have any connection with the downstairs. They're their own entity. And if they're their own entity, they're not like one chatzar. They're like two completely unrelated places. Okay? So they don't asher on each other. What do you mean? I don't have to make an Eruv with you. I live over here. You live over there. Right? We don't make an Eruv together. We have nothing to do with each other. The Yomav, and if not, Osiris. And if not, it's Osir. Right? What do you see from here? The Rav Nachman holds that a sulam has a Pesach also to be machmer, which is something he didn't say yesterday, right? Okay. Hachamayas kidon. The answer is bidlo gavoa mar peset asara. No, the mar peset was not 10 tefachim off the ground. It's not even mar peset really. What is it? I'm sure there's a picture of it in there. It's a small little thing. Basically, this whole, you know what it is? It's flood protection. This entire house is one floor, one story. But the story doesn't start for 9 tefachim. Right? You have a 9 tefach gap before you even begin your only one floor. And there's a ladder to get to your house.
Who are you sharing this?
You're not sharing it with anybody. We thought it was two floors. It's really one. It's really one story here, one situation. But there's a little bit of space.
Who's the air for?
Nobody. There's no air. There's nothing. Nothing.
What's
just
the ladder for?
The ladder is to get to your house. To get to your front door. Exactly. V'logavom ha-peset asara. And if it's not 10 tvachim high, so ki ka'avindaka ma'havis. What are you making this entrance for? Yeah. So the Gemara says, no. B'megufefes ad eser amos. What happened was, you made L-shaped mechitzas of 10 amos. In other words, you have a big, long, imagine this table is the marpeset. What is it really? It's not a marpeset. It's not a porch. It's a, what's that word? When something starts higher than it's supposed to. It's like a stoop, right? And you built an entrance, a wall here, and a wall here, with an entrance in the center to go into your house. B'mugufefes ad eser amos. And that's up to 10 amos. There's a 10 amos gap. So the kivun the avidaka, since you made this ladder, is taluki is talkele mehacha. You're removing yourself from interest in this area. What does that mean exactly? You're moving yourself from interest in this area, right? There's only one chatzar.
Who are you removing?
There's a second floor, but people that live on the second floor don't have to make an air with people on the first floor. Not always. There's no marpeset. I have to have a porch. The porch is the only thing that separated you. people, right? You have a guy living in a two-family house. You don't have an heir with them. So here, by making this porch with the entrance and making the ladder, you are demonstrating you want to remove yourself from them, and you want to have your own world, so to speak. Make sense? No. Not really. Exactly. I know. I'm up next.
They're in the same airspace.
I know.
Yeah. Well, even this picture over here indicates they're right near each other.
They are right near each other. They're in the same building.
Saying, but they're open.
They're in the same building. They're in the same building.
It's open.
They're in the same building.
You walk outside, for argument's sake, and you're able to walk in the air off the second floor. You're in the airspace of the first guy's floor.
Right.
So what does that do for you?
Right. Right. I don't know. All right, next. I'm going to put down my Shmuel. Next case. Kosel. Now we're talking about a regular one floor. Kosel is a wall. She rough tzvu besulamos. That the wall is lined with ladder, like rope ladders. So you have a wall. Is a picture of it?
Yeah.
There's a wall, ladders on both sides of the wall, which means it's not really a wall.
Wow.
It's really an entranceway. It's kind of ladders. Anyway, kosel she rough tzvu besulamos afilu biyeser meyeser, even if it's greater than 10, toras machitza alav, it has the din of a machitza. Therefore, it's like two chatzers that have a wall between them and an entranceway. The halacha is, if they want, they can make one error. And if not, they can make two errors. It's their choice. Rami le Rav Baruna le Rav Yehuda b'metzarta debe Rav Chinana mi amr Shmuel toritz mechitza lov. Did Shmuel really say that? Rami Rav Nachman amr Shmuel anshe amr peset v'anshe chartza shashachachu anshe amr peset. Same question. Anshe chartza shashachachu v'lo irvu im yesh lefneh daka haba eno aseret v'yum lav aseret. If there's an entranceway or a ladder of four tvachim, it aseret. And if it's not, it doesn't aser. If it's yes, then it doesn't aser. Why doesn't it aser? Because it shows that they're removing themselves, for they want to be their own world. And if not, it's aser. What do you see from there? The ladder is always an entranceway. So the Gemara answers, no. Hacha mayaskinon. What are we talking about over there? Delo gavoa marpeset asara. It wasn't 10 tefachim high. Therefore what? Even without the ladder, it was okay. V'lo v'gavoa marpeset asara ki yav daka mayhavi. So what does the ladder help? No, it helps. Migufefet ad aser amos. It helps. It's up to 10 amos. The kivon that the is an entrance of this break of 10 amos. The kivon the avidaka is the lukiy salka mehacha. Since you made the ladder, you're removing yourself from interest in the other area, in the lower floor. Okay. Make it easier. Hanu b'nei kukinai. There was a city of Kukinai. The Asala Kameh de Rav Yosef, they came to Rav Yosef. Amrule, they said, Hav Lon Gavra, the ear of Lon Mathan, get somebody who's going to make an heir here in the city. Rashi says, Ir Shal Rabim, V'Nasa Shal Yachin Have. It was a public city that became a private city, right? It was once the city of Detroit, it was a big, bustling city. Now nobody lives there. The tiny little, nobody there. They all left. Everybody left. So it became a private guy, I'll take over that city. Right? That's what it is. A public city that became a private city, right? And the kicker is Uboy Shir. You have to leave over a part of the city without an Erev, like the city of Chadasha, right? 50 houses. So Amalei Abaya, so he told Abaya, listen, Zilgo, Arvlahu, make an Erev, listen to this. V'chazi d'lo mitzav chele b'midrasha. Make sure they don't hack about this in the Beit HaMidrash. Make sure they don't write articles about it in the newspaper how this is not a good Erev. Don't fall into that trap. Don't let them make sure it's a good Erev. So Azali went. Abaya went. I'm not going to say that. It's basically, right? Azali went. Havi laharu b'nei bati de pisichi lunahara. There were houses that were riverfront houses, beachfront houses. And they had no entrance. I don't know how you get into the house. They had no entrance into the city. So Baya said, perfect. Amar, boy la'aruve, Amar, hani lahavi shuri lamasa. I'll make those houses the outside the Erev. But anyway, they don't have any entrance to the city. So it's perfect. Correct. Hadar Amar, then I said, wait a minute. Ein ma'arvin es kula tnan. It says, ein ma'arvin es kula. Michlal, di boy la'aruve matzi ma'arev. It has to be able to be made into an Eruv. The houses that I exclude must be able to be part of the Eruv. And here they can't, because they have no house, they have no doors. They don't have any entrances in the city. So I can't. So that's not a good idea. Ella, he said, you know what? Yavid lu kavi, I'll make windows in those houses. And then I can make an air through the window. That's an entrance. Watch, I'm not going to break open the whole wall, make a door. I'll make a window. Hadar Amar. Then he said, no. Low boy, I don't have to do that. You know, I'm not sure now, but you know why? Da'araba barav avua ma'arav le'lekulu mechuza. He made a whole air in the town of mechuza. Arsiyasa. That means each block, each neighborhood. Each neighborhood, Mishum Peira de Beiture, because of the pits for the oxen to eat, Dechol Kad Vechad Havishir Lechavre. In other words, each neighborhood was left over from the other neighborhood. He couldn't make an Erev in the whole city. So what he did was, in this neighborhood, they used to have these public pits where they would feed oxen. They were huge. You couldn't walk in them. So they took up a whole block. So what his point was, that pit served to separate the neighborhood. I can make an Erev in each individual neighborhood. What's the point of all that? The af agaf, the e boy la ruve bahadi hadadi, lo matzimare. You couldn't make an Erev if you wanted to on the whole city. And yet, each neighborhood was the leftover of the other neighborhood, and you were able to do that. Getting back to my case, I could take the houses by the beach, exclude them, and that's all I need to do. Then you can't get to them, it doesn't make a difference. Same thing with the pit. You couldn't get from one neighborhood to the other, you couldn't walk through the pit. It was okay. Hada Amar, then he said, no, lo dami, not the same thing. Hasam, iboy la ruve derech gagos. If I wanted to, I could make a roof. I could take a plank, put it across the roofs, and I can get from one neighborhood to the other. By the pits. Hani, lo ma'arvin, I can't do that here. Lo ma'arvin, hilkach na'avdin an kave. Therefore, I have to make the windows. Hadar Amar, no, kave na'amilo, but I don't have to make the windows. Da'hu be'tivna, it was once a storehouse. Da'havale lamar bar pupidisa, him, b'pupidisa, in pupidisa, b'shivu ishir l'mupupidisa. And that storehouse served as the shir, as the leftover of the town. So even though there's no entry, it doesn't make a difference. Amar, Hainad Amar Limar, that's why he told me, Rabbi Yosef. Chazid lo betavchas lo bevedrasha. Make sure you don't mess this up. Right? It's a very complicated error. So he told him, make sure you don't mess this one up. Right?
Why couldn't you give this license? Right? You're on your own? Why? Okay.
Well, you said 50 houses. This is not, this is one warehouse.
Right, so maybe that was part of the 50 houses. Right. That was one, right. Anyway, LMK. I don't know what he did. There was one city in Yehuda, the Chadasha Shma, its name was Chadasha, it had 50 residents, Anashim, Nashim, Vitaf. Right? The Rambam says, in Pirshei Mishnayos, it was the smallest city in Israel. The city of Chadasha, the smallest city. Anyway, Uba Hayo Misha'arim, and that's what they would use to measure it. And that's what the Chacham would use to measure it. V'hi have a shir, and that was considered the leftover. Mahu. What about the town of Chadasha itself? Funny question, because Chadasha is not big enough to need a shir. So Chadasha, kihechi di'ihu have a shir l'gadola, since it's a shir for a bigger city, gadola nami have a shir l'katana, a big city should surely be a leftover for a small city. In other words, that's not a question. Ela k'ein Chadasha mahu. What about another city like Chadasha? So Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda Amar boy shir machlokas. He says you do. V'chad Amar chad Amar boy shir, chad Amar lo boy shir. One said yes, one said no. V'Rav Shimon Omer gimel chatzeros. He said you need three chatzers with two houses. So Amar of Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav halacha k'Rav Shimon. We pass like Rav Shimon. You don't need 50 houses.
50 residents.
You need. I think it's six houses. Two houses and three chatzers. One house and one chatzar. Says the Gemara, Chatzar Achas Al Gadayitzach? No. Ela Ema Bayis Echad B'Chatzar Achas. One house in one Chatzar. Amalei Abayel of Yosef, Haritcha Gemara O Svara? So Haritcha now came with a new thing. Our Mishnah said either three Chatzars or 50 residents. He comes up with one Chatzar. Is that a Gemara? Did he have a tradition that someone said that? Or is it Svara on his own? Amalei, Mayna Afkel, Amalei, what's the difference? What's the difference? Right? Amalei, the difference is Gemara Zemurta Tehei. What is Gemara? Just song. It's a song. It's like a song. Meaning? It just is. Right, what's that song? What did he mean by that song? No, he didn't mean anything. He made a song. Right? What is that? Where did he come up with that shear of one house and one chatzar? Is it just a song? He got it from his Rebbe? Or did he have a svara why it's true? And we don't hold like him anyway. Because we're passing like Rav Shimon. But what was his svara? Did he have a svara? Or he just, the Rebbe told him that, and that had some tradition. I want to know. Okay. Good? Misha ha'i b'mizrach, if someone's standing in the east, ba'alav livno, and he says to his son, arv li b'mayruv, make an air for me over there in the west. Or, b'mayruv, he's standing in the mayruv, v'amar livno, arv li b'mizrach, Make for me a Erev in the east. Im yesh haymenu ula beisrael payim ava. If he is not yet 2,000 amos near us, he's within 2,000 of his house. He's in the middle of the field. He's within 2,000 of his house. He tells his son, go make an Erev over there. Way down over there. But if he's within 2,000 of his house, ula irva yosemikan, but the Erev is more than, further away than that, Lebeso, mutter lebeso, but asal eruvo. He can go to his house, but he cannot go to that eruv. Why? Because when Shabbos began, he was more than 2,000 amos away from the eruv.
The
tchum
counts from his house.
The tchum counts from his house, but he's not near his house. So he can go to his house, but he can't go to the eruv. Makes sense not hard. Rashi asked, we had a halacha, that if someone says that, he can't walk 4 amos. So Rashi said, that's by a traveler. By a traveler who doesn't have any way to live, and he says, well, I want to make my air over there by that house. I see a house way down yonder. If you're not within 2,000 amos of that house, you can't walk in 4 amos at all. Here, the guy owns the house. He's out, he's taking a walk with his grandchildren. He tells us one of his kids, by the way, I really, I forgot, there's a shear. Go run, make the air right now.
But then, didn't we say before that he has to designate a spot? Like, can't they go to Mizrach?
That's if you're a traveler and you don't live there. Here, it's this guy's house. The guy lives here.
No, the Erev has to be a designated spot.
Yes, he tells his son, go make an Erev. Go take bread and put an Erev over there.
Where?
2,000 amos away from my house.
He gives him a spot.
On the other, he gives him a spot. The point is, he's not near the Erev. He's 4,000 amos away. So it's on an Erev. Right? It's on an Erev.
Even though that it's within a city?
Doesn't matter. We're gonna get to the city. Now, Le'eruvo alpayim amu ulebeso yasemikan. It's all the way around. If the Erev is near the house, but he's near the area, he's not near his house. Also, lebeso mutale ruvo. Then he can't go to his house. He's too far away. Hanosin is a ruvo beibur shel ir lo atzav lo klum. If you make the area in the pregnant part of the city, that's nothing. Why is it nothing? Because you always get the end of a city. You always get the city as 4 amos. The entire city is 4 amos. You don't have, even the ibur shel ir is also included in the city.
So,
It's superfluous. Exactly. You get that spot no matter what. Nas no chutz l'tchum. You put it outside the tchum. Afilu ama achas. Even one, doesn't mean you put it outside the tchum. We're going to change that in a minute. But you put it one ama. Mashinitzka hu masiv. Whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. Which is obvious. Now the Gemara says, Kasaka daitach. At first we meant to say, L'mizrach beso. U'lamayrav beso. The first case with your son. So bishlo mahaymen ulabesol payamam uluva yotzamikamish gachasla. It's possible for you to be first to reach your house and only then you reach your eruv. How's that possible? Demati lebesi v'lamati leiruvo. You're not going to come to your house eruv, but you're going to come to your house first. Ella haymenu uleiruvo payamam ulabesi yotzamikamish gachasla. How's that possible? How's it possible that you hit your eruv before you hit your house? It's not possible. If you told your son, make the Erev over there, how do you get to the Erev before you get to your house? It's not possible.
Prepare it in advance.
What?
You're not in your house.
No, you're not in your house. But you told your son, you're standing in the east, make an air in the east, and your house is in the east.
Right.
So what do you, you're he made the air on the other side of the house.
Yeah, you're in the next city.
So how do you reach the air? Now how do you reach the air before you reach your house? It's not possible.
Your house is possible.
So there's two answers to this. One is if it's on a triangle.
You're behind your house. You're in
the You're here. The house is there, and the Arab is way down there.
Triangle.
Correct.
So you tell your son, go make an Arab over there. I want to go hit the shear.
Exactly.
But how do you reach your Arab before you reach your house? You bump into your house first.
Rosh already.
So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah said, if you reach the Arab before you reach your house, you don't have a house. How's that possible?
It's not this case.
So the Gemara answers, Amar Vitzchak, no! First of all, Lemizrach, Lemizrach, Beso, Ulamar, Ulamar, Beso. It didn't mean to the east and west of your house. If it meant to the east and west of your house, it would be impossible to reach the air before. No, lo, mizrach lamar bno, ulamar lamar bno, to the east and west of your son. That's what it meant. In other words, your son was in a different location. If that's the case, you're there, your son's there, the house is there. That's possible for the to reach the air before you reach your house. Rabbi Bar Shila Amar Afil Tamil Mizrach Lamizrach Beso Lamar Lamar Beso. He go into Kai Beso Baul Kasuna. It's on a diagonal. You're here, the house is there, and the Erev is there. Right? So if the Erev is closer, you're not going to have a house for Shabbos. You're only going to have an Erev. Okay? Good? Okay. What time is it?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay. Perfect. Enough time. Hanot Sein Eruvo Besoch Ibura. 1 second. Chutzl Tchum Tchalkadaitach? You put it outside the Tchum, that doesn't make any sense. Ele'ema Chutzl Ibura. No. You put it outside the city. You didn't put it outside the tchum. It meant you put it outside the city. Right? So, ma sheniskir hu masid. Ma sheniskir v'sulo. Again, hard gemara here. Here we go. Vatanya. We learned earlier in the Masechta. Right? We learned only earlier in the Masechta. Hanotzen es ibura es iruva b'soch ibura shel ir. Lo'basa v'lo klum. That's our Mishnah. If you put an Erev in the Ibura Shal'ir, it's superfluous. You have that space to walk anyway, part of the city. Nasno chutz l'Ibura Shal'ir, afilu ama achas, mistaker osa ama, umasir es kol ha'ir kula, you lose the entire city, b'bnei shemidas ha'ir olo midas ha'tchum. The city is considered part of the tchum. What does that mean? That's a kasha. What does that mean? We said, whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. Right? That's what we said. That's what the Mishnah said. But we have a braisa that says, right? What does the braisa say? We have a braisa that says like this. We have a braisa that says, if you put an Eruv, if you put an Erev outside the Ibura Shal'ir, even one Amma, you gain that one Amma and you lose the whole city. Why? Because the entire city is part of the Tchum. Our Mishnah said that the entire city is Dalet Amos. A Brisa that seems to say it's not Dalet Amos. Remember we had those cases where you make an Erev and the Erev ends up in a city, you can't walk anymore in the city? But don't we say that a city is Dalet Amos? Then the entire city of New York is Dalet Amos. And now we have a braisa that says, no, the city is part of the tchum. What? So what's pshat? It's easy. Lo kasha. Kancha kalsa midasa b'chatzi ha'ir. Kancha kalsa midasa b'sofi ir. One case is where the city is where the Erev ends in the middle of a city. And one case is where the Erev ends at the end of the city. We could keep reading. Idi the Amr of Idi Amr of Yeshua ben Levi. Hayamodeid uba kalasa midasa b'chatzi ha'ir. Eino el chatzi ha'ir. If you're traveling, you are outside the city, and you make a tchum, and that brings you into the city, you don't get the whole city.
Just
where the air stops. Kalasa midasa b'sofa ir. Nasal er kula kadal ramos b'mashlim lo b'sashar. But if the end of the city kalasa midasa b'sofa ir. If it stops in the middle of the city, at the end of the city, nasin lo ir kula kadal ramos, you get the whole dal ramos, umashlimen es hashar, including the rest of it. Amar, right? Why?
Which end? The end?
Whatever end it is.
hole two.
What's the chat on that?
That makes sense. Let's look at the city. The city's yours.
Assuming what?
If the Aaron goes all the way through the through
correct.
The city,
it goes, correct.
It goes to the whole city.
Right, it goes to the whole city. So Amar Vidi Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. Kind of thing is that? What Novi said this? What's the svara for that? Mali calls a bechatzia ear. Mali calls a besofi ear. Right? What's the difference? Okay, we'll stop here and we'll do the answer tomorrow. All right. All right. I'm sorry again. I apologize, and hopefully won't be a problem tomorrow. Be here on. What?